This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today is Marissa Levin. She is the co-founder and managing partner of Successful Culture International. Marissa, thank you for taking a few minutes with us today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here. I love the work that you do.
To actually live the peace that comes with actually not just writing core values, but actually living them.
Yeah.
And to see the team and see them, you making tough choices that even hurt sometimes because you're not going to compromise is a big deal. And I did not live that. And I've had several companies. I didn't live it until last year. And it is a game changer. Thank you for pointing that out and for sharing that. That's a big deal to walk away from your baby that you've
grown. I know, it was hard. It was a psychological bloodbath. There's no doubt, you know, and I watched our customer. I watched the government, you know, basically dismantle my culture. It was horrendous. And, you know, I mean, I know that we don't have, you know, a lot of time together, but my personal journey, you know, also impacts my business decisions because it's all connected. And I'm a cancer survivor. I'm a melanoma survivor. I had a brush with breast cancer that fortunately, you know, went in a good way, but I've dodged two cancer bullets. And so because of that, I think that I have a very healthy respect for mortality, and I think I have a very low level of tolerance for unhappiness. Now, as a business owner, I've always believed that business ownership should be challenging. It's definitely going to be hard, but it should never make you miserable. And so as a leader, and just as a person, I'm very attuned to the messages that I tell myself, whether they're conscious or subconscious. And when we're in a position, whether it's personal or professional, and we have resistance and anxiety consistently around a situation, that anxiety and resistance is speaking very loud and clear to us that something's not right and it has to change. And so we cannot be true to others as a leader or as, you know, a friend, as anyone in our life, if we're not first true to ourselves. And I knew that my company, because of the shifts that it was going through and the changes with the, you know, the government as my customer, I knew that I couldn't be the leader that the company needed because fundamentally, I didn't believe in the value system of my customer.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.